This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 748, Japan, Tattoos, and Assimilation, and what it means for your connections in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we hear about a conversation that Jessica had with one student in our course about the history of an indigenous culture in Japan. Find out why this kind of conversation is what builds the real connections that you're looking for in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Fantastic. Really good. There's just so much awesome stuff to do. And Mother's Day just happened and it was lovely. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did you enjoy the day?
Oh, yeah. James made me breakfast and it was really good. Well, his dad helped, of course, but they made this big breakfast. It was so good. And then we went to our friend's house and rode bikes and then James and I went out to lunch and ate a huge piece of ice cream cake, watched the Timbers play soccer. And just like all my favorite stuff in one day. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, Mother's Day is such a nice day to spend. My family came down to Boston and we went over to the public gardens in Boston, which is where all the tulips are.
Oh, lovely.
And so we took some gorgeous pictures and my niece was there who is so cute right now. Oh. She's just three and she had this beautiful dress on and she's very much like she's got a mind of her own. Like she, you know, at that age they do, right?
She
does her thing.
Yeah. No, babies come out with their personality. There is we've had this discussion on the other podcast about like nature versus nurture. And yeah, you're seeing it in your niece and all of our listeners who have kids or experience with kids. You guys know these are people. They have minds of their own. And it's we just have to like manage that the best we can.
I know. It's so funny. It's sad. She's in that stage where she kind of like falls down all the time.
Yeah.
And she just like doesn't think about what could happen. So she just trips and falls and all this stuff. It's just, I don't know. It makes me nervous, but I'm like, oh my God, how can we have this kid in the city? Like she's running around Beacon Hill, Boston, and she's like going to run into a car or something. Like, oh,
I know.
Be careful.
When I just took James to San Francisco a couple weeks ago and it was the same thing. Oh, yeah. I was like, there's just this constant level of anxiety because there's people and cars and all this stuff happening. And James is from Portland and it's like wide open. He could run around and jump off everything. And so being in this big city, it was like, no, just walk straight for like just two blocks. It's crazy. but that's the context we get used to, right? Like his understanding of the world is based on his experience, is based on growing up in family-friendly Portland. And so plopping this curious, energetic six-year-old in the middle of the biggest city he's ever been to was an eye-opener. And so that is sort of the link of what we're talking about today, guys. Like, in your connections with native speakers, your personal context and the context you're going into, that has so much bearing on, first of all, your understanding, and second of all, what you're able to contribute to the conversation.
Exactly. And that's why we talk so much in our course about building that context, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about as being so key to making those connections, is understanding the culture, understanding the history, and not just wanting to learn the quick, easy phrases.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And this is, to be honest, I think this is one of the most like beneficial parts of the experience of our course. It's not just it's not just like individual lessons. It's an experience. It's a trip. It's a journey. And this is building the context for when you find yourself in any situation. And really, it's not just America. It's all over the world, right? In your travels, like, who are you talking to? What are they interested in? What can you contribute to this conversation? It's building all of this that is like the complete package of what you're going to take away for the future.
Exactly. Exactly. So were you talking with a student this week about this topic? I mean, I know that in our course, we have some students and we meet with them. And what did you learn from that student this week?
Yeah, it doesn't feel right saying that I was teaching a lesson, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, she was teaching me. I learned so much yesterday. I posted in our course Facebook group some of the pictures. I even posted on my own Facebook wall because I was so fascinated with this information. So, there are two lessons in our course about, it's the Wild West, I think, with the Native Americans. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
So she learned about some of our indigenous culture, and the reflection from that was for her to research indigenous culture in her country, which is Japan. And through this lesson, she learned about the hardships, the struggles, the context of our Native Americans. And then she was able to apply this to her own understanding of her history. And she found this indigenous group called the Ainu, A-I-N-U. Yeah. And she had never thought about these people before. She didn't know anything about this. And it's her own country's history. So, that's the first part I find fascinating, is what our students are discovering about themselves, their culture, and what they're able to share with us. Like, amazing. So, the pictures are so striking. So, this group of people, the Ainu, they actually had, they were big into tattoos. Okay. And so you know, maybe our listeners don't know, but I'm fascinated with tattoos. And so like, they actually tattooed around their mouth. And like this huge, like, I'm like drawing on my face as if you could see me, but it's a podcast. But it's like, if you picture like the Joker from Batman, how he has that like huge red mouth, that was tattooed on the women's faces.
And so, interesting. What was the significance of the tattoo? Did that mean something?
Yes, I think they got the face tattoos upon marriage. So it signified that they were a wife, right? And then also the men had these really intricate tattoos all up and down their arms. They had sleeves. That's a vocab word from our course.
Yeah.
They had sleeves of tattoos. And the significance of these were to keep out the evil spirits, to like block out harmful influences, which I found interesting because I know that there are other cultures that believe you should not have a tattooed band around your arm, because that will like hold in your soul and it won't be able to escape after you die. And it was just this fascinating back and forth conversation we had with each other. In her sharing her culture and her context and her history, and me being able to comment and ask questions. And it was this whole just amazing back and forth for an hour. So
I love that.
Like, the tattoos were the most striking, like, initial sort of response for me. But then what I found fascinating also was that this group of people, they had no written language. Okay. And so it's this oral tradition, right? And like, I think a lot of people from the outside would look at that and assume it also meant uneducated and or like dumb, right? Like, oh, you can't write or whatever. But if you look at their self-expression of their tattoos and their jewelry and these really intricate designs of their clothes, there's like this very high level of thought of their expression. It just didn't come out through writing. It came out through other ways. It was just fascinating.
That's so cool. I mean, so what can our listeners learn today about this? You know, what our students shared with us about this particular indigenous group in Japan, and of course connecting that with the lessons, right? With Virgil that we met in New Mexico, and then there was Mr. Lecompte in North Dakota from the Lakota tribe. Right. What can we learn? Like, what's the message, even for our listeners who aren't in the course today? What do we want to come away with today?
Well, I think the interesting, where the conversation went, it couldn't have gone there without thinking of context and perspective, right?
Yeah.
So we have to remember that there are always two sides to things. There is always another context. We had a really interesting conversation about racism in Japan compared to racism in America, connected to the assimilation policies that governments have. What I mean by context and other perspective is looking at it from the people we immediately disagree with, the people who are racist or the people who are making these assimilation policies, right? So as far as like the Japanese government went, they were of the mind that they were going to make these people happy by making them quote unquote civilized, right? By bringing them into their society. That's assimilation, right? Bringing them into the norm, the Japanese society. So like their motivation wasn't necessarily evil, even though if we look at it on the face of things, that's all we can see.
Yeah, it looks evil. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So just this back and forth would not, this was such a high level conversation, you guys. And I really don't believe we would have been able to experience this conversation without thinking about context, without having background, you know?
It sounds like this was a real connection that you had with this student, right? Oh, not as teacher and student, as a person to another person.
Yes.
And that's what we want, right? That's what we're all after. I think that's what all our listeners are looking for, because that's the satisfying part of life. One of the most important skills for connection is to be able to share more or share less of what's on your mind based on who you're talking with. We show you how this works with native speakers in our lesson with a gun salesman from Texas. You can get it for free by going to allearsenglish.com/bridge. allearsenglish.com/BRIDGE.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. And I mean, it's only what today? Today is Tuesday, but I can pretty much guarantee that this is the most fascinating conversation I'm going to have this week. This month. Like, I mean, guys, I already said, like, I was so inspired and affected by this conversation that I started a personal conversation on my personal Facebook page.
Like, you were moved by it, right? You were moved moved by it. And I mean, this is really the goal for our listeners. Guys, you don't want to be learning, right? We've talked about contrasting that to other places where we can learn how to buy a camera, how to shop at the mall. It's very right. mundane topics that we run into in the ESL world. But this is the real stuff, like talking about Indigenous cultures in our country. And what if maybe, for example, this student were in the U.S. and were to run into Virgil, right, in right. New Mexico, or someone else who actually is from one of these Indigenous cultures. Now, that student would then have the ability to really reach out and connect with that person.
Exactly.
And not feel on the outside, not just rehearsing phrases about how to purchase something or how to order a meal. It's so right. much deeper than that. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not about memorizing vocab. It's not about memorizing linking words. We're not taking a test. This is life, you guys. I mean, life. And these are topics, like so many topics came up in our conversation that I do talk about with my friends, that native speakers yeah. are talking about right now. This is current. This is contemporary. This is now, you know, racism, minorities, government policies. Guys, can you yep. imagine being confident and experiencing these conversations with us? You know, like that's yes. incredible. And it's not that's like, it. It's not like she, you know, studied vocab and memorized a speech. And like, there was no student-y sort of parts of this conversation. She was using all of the steps that she practiced in the course, and they worked in this conversation. You know what I mean? Like bringing yeah. in her own culture, learning about context, all of these steps that are part of the Bridge to Connection method. That's what allowed this conversation to flourish.
Absolutely. And this is preparation for, again, real life, real English, real connection.
Yeah. You
know, this is allowing us to move forward in our lives and, you know, have the connections we want, have the careers we want, have the social lives that we want.
Exactly. Yeah, love it. Yeah, it was fascinating, guys. if you do get into our course, or if you are in our course, please check out the pictures I posted of these Ainu. Just mm-hmm. the tattoos and the clothes and it's just gorgeous and such an incredible place to start a conversation from. So yeah.
So good. So good. So the reason that the student was able, you know, had a reason to go into this culture and discover this culture was through the course. That was her assignment, right? At the end mm-hmm. of one of those lessons in the West module. So if you do get in our course, guys, you'll have the chance to do the same thing. And if you choose the personal coach level, you'll be able to have a similar conversation with us. Mm-hmm. And guys, if you're not in the course, then think about the content that you're using to learn English. You know, are you really finding ways to go deeper, or are you just kind of like other average ESL students that are just learning basic phrases again to buy items, to go shopping? That's right. not the fruit of life. That's not going to be satisfying or motivating for us as students. Okay. So just be critical about who you're learning with.
Exactly. And what is the content? How are you connecting to the material? I think it's really difficult to have a personal connection with a textbook. I think a lot of these things are just really one-sided. They're really one-directional, right? Like the teacher or the content, whatever, is just putting information in your head, right? Just putting mm-hmm. phrases mm-hmm. in your head. And there's no real connection or lasting effect of this.
Transformation. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, if you are trying to learn English like that, then try to create some personal connection, you know, try mm-hmm. and use it to reflect on your own perspectives and your own culture and history. Cause I think that's really the strongest message from today, is that that's what creates future conversations, is you being able to contribute stuff from your own life.
Yeah, having something to say, because we know that a lot of you guys, this is such a common thing that we hear from you guys, is that you say, I don't know what to say. I have no ideas for topics. But guys, when you've immersed yourself on this level, like in our course, you know, you will have something to say.
Always. Like so much
you'll
to say.
You'll always have. Right. Exactly. You'll always have. You know, for example, you'll know that the traffic is terrible in Los Angeles. So if you meet someone from LA, you'll be able to make a comment about that. And that'll be an instant connection right away.
Exactly.
Things like that. You know, that's just one example. And there's so many more. But to find out, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/bridge. You can get the first lesson in our course for free. And then you can move on and you'll have a chance to get right in the course with us. Very cool.
Awesome.
Wow. Thank you. I can see how transformative this conversation was for you, Jessica. That is so cool. It is so cool to be able to connect with a student on that level.
Oh, it was so amazing. Cool. I was like, because this was our third lesson together. So that's, you know, that's the limit. This was our last lesson together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was honestly sad. I was like, can we do more of this? Can you?
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So cool. Good. So hopefully more of our listeners will get involved here soon. And well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing this awesome experience. I love it.
My pleasure. It was super fun, and I'm sure there'll be lots more experiences like this to share in the future.
Absolutely. You got it. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.